Here's a story on the staff blog at the Q.fm. Longtime rock journalist Steve Newton, he's with the Georgia Strait, and he's written and put together a coffee table book simply titled Gore Downie. Steve, you're not going to find a radio station that plays and has consistently played since 1988 as much tragically hip music as 100.3 The Q. I mean, they've been our house band since day one. Hey, how long did Gore Downie, the book, take to put together?
I had the interviews in the can. Sterling Publishing, I guess they... See, I have the website earofnewt.com, and I've got all sorts of my stories up there, and I also digitized files so you can actually hear Gord Downie talking on there. And I guess they saw all that up there on the internet and figured I was the guy to write it. So I basically just, you know, put it together in record time, and away I go.
You talked to Gord Downie how many times? Five times.
Yeah.
Each time you talked to him, was it kind of as you're reporting for Georgia Strait?
Yeah, you betcha. Doing stories. They're usually on tour, coming to town, and I just talk to them like a week or two before the show and get it in the paper just in time there.
Hello? Steve?
Yeah?
Gord Downie calling.
How you doing, Gord?
Good, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Where you at?
Vancouver. Whereabouts you calling from?
I'm in the home of Wayne Gretzky here, en route to Hamilton. We're here in Brantford, just stopped off on the highway.
Oh, yeah? Congratulations on the new album.
That's pretty cool to hear. That's the Georgia Street journalist Steve Newton with Gord Downie from the tragical hit back in 1989. Now, the first time you talked to Gord, Steve, just like when these guys from Kingston became the Q's house band, I mean, these guys were still wet behind the ears.
Yeah. And he was a great interview, as you can tell... When your listeners get a copy of the book, he was an interesting guy to talk to, and you know, very candid, raw, honest, and the kind of qualities that I appreciate in people. So it was good to do.
I think the thing I'm most happy, and I would say majority of Tragically Hip fans have just been kind of denied any kind of whether it's a book or a documentary about the Tragically Hip up until the past couple of years. So thank you. Photography, I mean, that cover the book is just like, wow. So
I mean, you would buy it just for the cover, and who cares about what's inside? I mean, that's a hell of a shot. A photo editor, the publisher that arranged for all these photos, I mean, there's some really rare archival ones that have maybe never been seen of the hip in their earliest days. They're black and white and fuzzy, but it gives you an idea what they were like, their first ever gigs, I guess. I was happy to see some of the photos of my other favorite acts. Thin Lizzy and Neil Young and Crazy Horse are in there because they were connected in some way to what I was writing about. You know, the producer of Thin Lizzy, Chris Sangarese, who recently died, He produced, I guess, what I figure is the Hip's best album, I think, Fully, Completely. And then, you know, I was, throughout the book, I was mentioning how some of the qualities of the Hip that I like the most are the raggedness, which drew to mind Neil Young and Crazy Horse, like on a tune like a Nautical Disaster or something, you know, just wailing away there. I think sometimes what gets overlooked is how great the interplay was between the two guitarists. I mean, I groove on the guitars just as much as the messages.
Now, Steve, there's nothing like writing a story about a band and being a fan of the band.
Yeah, well, luckily for me, it was both. I only have to go to shows that I want to see. There's enough different writers here that you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, at least I don't. So yeah, I always wanted to see them, and I'd seen them everywhere from the Railway Club, when they did a last minute surprise fundraiser for the food bank, and to their biggest stadium shows, the Thunderbird Arena, and you know, the roadside attraction down at Seabird Island. My reviews of some of those shows are in there in the book as well. I mean, I've never seen a bad show from them, whether it's an arena or a club or anything. They're just a wicked live band, I think.
I think you're going to sell at least 9 copies. You know, the Q's 9 listeners are Tragically Hip fans, so you're going to be guaranteed 9 from when you see your statements from Vancouver Island.
Awesome.
All right, rock journalist Steve Newton on the Q Afternoon Show. Hey, Steve, thanks for talking about your new book, Gord Downie. It just looks great.
I hope everybody goes and checks out the book, and more importantly, checks out my my website, earofnewt.com. You've got to plug it.
Yeah, earofnewt.com. Check it out for some great raw interviews and stories that you can find in Steve's new book. And go to the Q staff blog at theq.fm for more details.
Just skimming over your bio here, it says...
Ferocious Lies of the Apprentice. They're the greatest band ever.
It says, critics have said that this band will appeal to, quote, alternative connoisseurs and hardcore metalheads, and everyone in between. You think that's true?
I don't really have time to sort of think about it. Because you're going out into a crowd, and I don't think I say, there's some hardcore metalheads and some alternative fringe type.